This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We are joined right now by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning to you today. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Jeff, did you fill out a bracket? Do you do such things?
I do. I have not yet. I just haven't gotten around to it. I was thinking about it yesterday, and then I'm like, oh, I want to learn a little bit more about X team. Here's the thing. The more you study, the worse you do.
100%.
Yes.
I think I've always had this sort of hard and fast rule, Jeff, that if it takes me longer than 30 seconds to make a pick, like, I'm just going to bomb the bracket. So I try to kind of rapid fire through that thing. And that's generally served me better than actually diving into all the numbers and metrics and film and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, not that I'm going to watch film to that extent, to that aspect. But yeah, you're right. I mean, just go with your gut. And it would be amazing if, like, no SEC team made it to the Final Four. Like, you almost want to, like, have some kind of crazy theme like that, just to, or have Carolina make a run just because they're so ticked off that everybody's doubting them.
Yeah, I hope they lose by a million tonight. Yeah, I'm fingers crossed. All right, Jeff, I just see now on Instagram, Russell Wilson has posted a photo. He is standing there. He's just wearing black cutoff shirt, black cutoff shorts, no Steelers gear. So that is a move in a different direction. As it stands right now, and no one's holding you to this. We don't have subpoena power or anything like that, Jeff. But as it stands right now, who do you think is the most likely Steelers opening day starter at quarterback?
I mean, I still think Aaron is in play, but I think as of right now, I mean, it's Mason Rudolph. I don't think that's a horrible thing. You're looking at, say, Justin Fields, and you like one of the things you really like about him is that he's 26 and you think he has some options. Mason's 29. He doesn't have a ton of games in him. Obviously, had one very rough game where something really bad happened to him. But, you know, maybe he's a guy that can have a turnaround. Maybe he is waiting for that opportunity. And I don't think that's the worst option for you, especially when you think of, if you could fill the needs on the defensive line and some of the other holes. So if it doesn't work, then next year you could draft a quarterback or find a free agent that steps into a situation where you could win it at a higher level than you've won here over the last decade.
Jeff, say it is Mason Rudolph and, you know, all their options for, like, Aaron Rodgers and, say, Russell Wilson, say they go away and they go with Mason Rudolph this year. How does this quarterback room end up shaping up? Like, I mean, is it going to be Skylar Thompson as the backup to Mason, or will they draft somebody?
I can't imagine that.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that. I mean, people have kind of joked around with the Flacco, but that type. I think you'd bring in some veteran that's hanging out there to be the backup quarterback, someone that, because the Steelers feel like every year that they can They can compete for a championship. So Skyler's going to be a three. It's just who of those guys out there that have some experience are going to be available. And I mean, you think about all the options. I mean, it was a bizarre room last year to think you had Justin Fields and Russell Wilson and Kyle Allen. I mean, imagine a Mason Rudolph, Joe Flacco, Skyler Thompson quarterback room.
Oh, my God.
Imagine me jumping through a plate glass window. I mean,
right?
Jeff, I got a couple of questions on all this. Like, Dulac, I guess, said Jerry Dulac. I should give him respect by using his full name. I guess Jerry said yesterday that the Steelers wouldn't go beyond 1 year for any quarterback that they sign, whether it's Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. Like, I would think that takes them out of the Aaron Rodgers running. Like, why would Rodgers sign on someplace for 1 year if teams like the Giants reportedly are offering multiple years? Like, it seems like, oh, we want this guy in Justin Fields. They don't go the extra mile. Oh, we want Aaron Rodgers. Well, we're just going to offer him 1 year. Well, like, don't you got to show the love?
Yes, but in a way, I kind of like that it kind of tells you, all right, we're going to fill our other needs. We know that none of these guys is our future at quarterback. We don't want to get tied in financially to one of these guys where we're kicking cap money down the road, because we invested in one of these guys. Almost like, okay, we're willing to eat it and put our other spots in better positions if we have to go with Mason and if Mason stinks, which I'd rather have that than go throwing $40 million at Aaron Rodgers for a season when you're probably not going to end up much better than you were at the end of last season.
Jeff, let's talk about the running back position. I mean, Jalen Warren gets tendered. You sign Kenneth Gainwell to like $1 million. Is that how they're going to roll out, in your opinion, the running back room this year? Do they feel comfortable with those two guys being the pillars at the running back position, or should we expect them to draft somebody maybe in the first round or the third round?
Yeah, I would think draft's going to be an option. And, hey, you never know. You could trade back and get back in the second round. Maybe there's a trade that's going to happen. Because it seems like with running backs, you see the depth. And you know Genty, you know maybe Hampton in the first round. But after that, it's like the second round seems to be that sweet spot for so many things. You know, for maybe a quarterback that slips out of the first round, for a Henderson or somebody like that at running back in the second round. That's what's so weird about this draft. There seem to be a lot of opportunities in that second round for guys, and I'm sure there will be in the third round. But yeah, to your point, Doran, I think draft is an option. I don't know if I would draft either of those guys in the first round, given that they have other needs, especially like Grant's there in the first round. Like, I look at that as someone's like, dude, that's Hampton. I want that guy.
Jeff, I'm sure that you saw Najee Harris's comments the other day whenever he was speaking, in front of the Chargers media. Do you feel personally, does Jeff Hathorn feel that Najee Harris was underutilized here as a running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Because he was obviously talking about that, saying that, you know, he has more to offer in the passing game. Do you feel like he was underutilized?
I mean, not his rookie year. His rookie year, they used him a lot in the pass game. It changed a little bit over the year. Let me say this. I don't think Tomlin did him wrong at all. Tomlin made him a captain. Tomlin never started him every game. Even when Jalen was probably the better tailback, he always deferred to Najee. Like, he went out of his way to make sure Najee felt a certain way. I think it goes both ways. Could they have used him more in the pass game? Yes. Did he show, other than very few glimpses, areas of explosion where you wouldn't rather have Jalen Warren out in the open field? No.
Jeff had some Bucco-related questions for you, but we'll put a pin in that. We can address them on Thursday or next week. This kind of been rattling around in my head for a little bit here regarding the Steelers. What if Mason Rudolph's good? Like, what if he comes out, he throws, you know, 23 touchdowns, you know, 9 interceptions, the team goes 11-6 and actually hangs around in a playoff game? Like, could they convince themselves that they need to see another year then of Mason after that? Do you think they'd allow that to happen?
I think it allows you the luxury of yes, convincing yourself you have something, but also know that, okay, maybe there's this guy in the third round that we like, that we could bring in as a young guy and still have options. Like I guess it depends on what level of good. And what you were saying, that's a good year. Maybe it affords us another year before we have to go find that quarterback. So I like Mason. I want to see it consistently for a year. Like, we saw it at the end of his time here. Like, he put some games together, and he did that in his first year of starting, you know, in the Ben injury year, but he didn't do it consistently. Let's see now, with probably a better offensive coordinator, what he can do, and it looks like he's going to get that opportunity.
Yeah, the plate glass window also looking pretty good. Jeff, appreciate your time. As always, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
It's going to be fun. What a season it could line up to be, where you really don't know which way it's going to slide. Thanks, boys.
They're never not interesting.
Yep. I mean,
that's for damn sure. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn.
Thanks.
Our sports director. I want to go over that Bucko lineup that Noah Hyles threw out there yesterday. We'll also react to some of the stuff that Jeff had to say there about the Steelers, the quarterback position, the running back position. That's all on the way. We're also going to find out if we're smarter than a plumber coming up at 7:35. Jam-packed show today. Hang out with us. Text us. Brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That's where we find Thomas, 0774338488, Doran. I posted the Polish cannonball, right? And I said, I'd eat that. And he writes, anyone that spends money on tickets, cheese balls, bobbleheads to pad the owner's pockets with a $60 million spend is a bleep. And it's one of my least favorite takes. We get that all the time. And I go on a rant every year. I will not give the rant right now, but I will like to respond. You don't have to go. But if I think it's a wonderful afternoon to go down to the ballpark, have a couple of beverages, hang out with my family. My daughter plays in the jungle gym in center field.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't make me a bad person.
Right. Don't want to go enjoy my time.
And anybody can have their reasons. Oh, I like the Pirates. Oh, geez, you're a bad guy. No. No, oh, I like baseball. Oh, well, drive to Cleveland. No, I live here. Like, it's not a political statement. I'm putting money there, sure, fine, but I'm enjoying my day.
Yeah.
I get to watch Paul Skeens, Jared Jones, right. Mitch Keller, O'Neill
Cruz. No problem with it.
It's ridiculous. It's my least favorite thing we get on here. Is, oh, don't go, don't spend money on the Pirate. I'm going to spend money on what I want to spend it on. And I want to go enjoy a day at the ballpark. Some of my best memories growing up are watching 100 lost Pirates teams with my parents. Like Pokey Reese and Pat Mears, for God's sakes. Give us a ring in the fan hotline. I frazzled myself. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll get into some of what Jeff had to say a little bit later on in the hour. I wanted to do a little thought exercise with you here, Doran. So Noah Hyles was on multiple shows yesterday. Did you see what he did? He goes on with Pomp and Joe, and he's all professional, right? Because he's going to go and watch Paul Skeens pitch. He's got a cover. He goes on with Donnie. He's on the video cam. He's all greened out.
Yeah.
He's got green tattoos. He's got green glasses. He's got a green pullover. He's got a green shirt. My man was going to party. But he gave the Pirates lineup as he sees it for opening day. Tommy Pham leading off. Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, Andrew McCutchen, Joey Bart, Nick Gonzalez, Key Brian Hayes. DJ Stewart, I believe, is who he had at first base. And then Isaiah Kiner-Falefa at shortstop. Which, okay, that's not great. Is it better than this, which is last year's opening day lineup? O'Neill Cruz, but it's short. Brian Reynolds, Key Brian Hayes was hitting third. Jack Sawinski, Andrew McCutchen, Rowdy Tellez, Henry Davis, Jared Triolo, Michael A. Taylor.
Yes, it's better.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it better enough? I don't like it on paper. You are banking on Joey Bart, just as an example, doing what he did last year. Like, don't take a step back. Hey, maybe you take a step forward. I would sign in blood right now for what he did last year,
yes. Lord.
But I think the key to the whole damn thing is O'Neill Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Not breaking any news there. He hit 20 homers last year. He had a nice season. I think this is the season where you either reach your potential or we have to come to grips with the idea that what he's done, what he did last year, is as good as it's going to get. And that's a useful player, and he's not going to kill the team. You wouldn't think as much defensively in center field as he is at a higher profile, more important position in shortstop. But as far as hitting the baseball, like, this is it, man. Like, he played a full season last year, the first full season he's ever played. So I do think there's a possibility he takes off. But if he doesn't, I don't think it's going to happen for him.
Are we assuming that Henry Davis is going to be the backup catcher?
That's what Hiles said, yeah.
I did see him say that.
Yeah.
So even, like, you want to hope that Henry Davis has found something because he's had a pretty good spring. So even if Joey Bart does slip a little bit, you would hope that you could supplement that whenever Henry Davis does get his starts at catcher.
He's only played 99 career games, too, Henry Davis. And so I don't want to sit here and call him a bust. I think...
Look, this is the year.
Unfortunately, you are correct.
Like, after this, yes. Or no.
Yeah, you either figure it out, or you're not going to be getting chances anymore.
This is it.
Especially if Joey Bart plays well. Like, all right, we basically flipped you for the other high pedigree catcher. Like, we don't need you anymore. Not that I think you'd have a bunch of takers, but he's not going to be part of your plans. I really hope it works out for the guy. He is talented. And, I mean, you draft him 1-1. You don't want to see a guy you draft 1-1 and you totally swing and miss on. Pun absolutely intended there. But if he's okay and Joey Bart takes a little bit of a step back, I think you're going to be okay at the position. But, boy, do you need Henry Davis to be more than okay.
Yeah.
Because then that helps potentially at other positions, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even a designated hitter.
Right.
Like, just to get him in there. Like, get one more bopper. They're not far off. Like, people are going to hate that I say that. Like, you're a bopper away. Now, they don't have one unless Henry Davis would take a step.
What are they going to do with Andy Rodriguez, you think?
I think they just want him to...
get reps.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah. Play at a high level. Like, he came back last year and just hit. They want him to catch.
Yeah.
Like, he was supposed to be a good defensive catcher. But everything I've heard and everything I've read is that Andy Rodriguez has been not as good defensively as Henry Davis has been. But it's just going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero problem with that. In a perfect world... Well, maybe not. I mean, it might have been the best thing to happen for the Pirates, and you never wish injury on anybody. But if Andy had not gotten Tommy John, you don't have Joey Bart right now.
Right.
And now you're hoping one of those two guys pans out. Well, I think you got more faith in Bart because he did pan out last year. Like, you're guessing less on him now than you're guessing on the other two, which is wild because when they got him, it was a total flyer.
Mm-hmm.
I still think you need to shoehorn Jack Sawinski in every now and again, maybe more than that.
With Tommy Pham?
I mean, it's another reason I don't get the Pham thing, man. And unless he's insurance, right, and he's like the 26th guy on your roster. Like, I'll just say it now. I get, like, Jack Sawinski should be part of your everyday outfield. Do I have faith he's going to be good? Absolutely not.
Is he better than Pham?
I mean, he hit 26 homers in a season 2 years ago.
Yeah, what did he do last year?
And he's young. He was awful, but so was Tommy Pham. And Tommy Pham is, I mean, he's... He's in Russell Wilson age territory.
Yeah, my age, yeah.
He was okay in his first stop last year, Tommy Pham. He had like a 330 on base percentage.
Is that great. The White Sox?
Yeah. I mean, great. Like that. If you can have a 330 on base percentage, you can be my leadoff hitter. But this team can be a playoff team. And again, I can hear people rolling their eyes. You can be a playoff team if Jack Swinski hits 26 homers again. Like, you don't need to score a lot of runs. You just need to not be ass. And if he can do that, you're not going to be ass offensively. You can maybe be middle of the pack. Like, even if O'Neill does what he did, even if Andrew McCutchen does what he did, like, even if Brian Reynolds does what he did, no one gets better. If you add 26 homers from that guy into the middle of your lineup, I think it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to wait on a guy who they traded Luis Ortiz for. Like, he could make a big difference.
Horowitz.
Yeah, you're not going to see him probably until May. Figured we'd mix some Bucko talk in there.
Yeah, in there.
In there. Get a team on that.
Get a team on that.
And not to be, like, whatever. I lost it.
You lost it.
I did, yeah. Texter, Pirates are a bopper away from being 500, not a bopper away from being World Series contenders. Who said anything about a World Series? They're projected to be an 81-win team right now, according to Zips and some of those projections that are actually fairly accurate. Like, that's without projecting Jack Sawinski to do anything. I'm just saying. You throw a potential 30-home run guy into the middle of the lineup, like, it's going to boost you 4 or 5 wins. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series. But if you get to 85 wins 2 years ago, that gets you in. 3 years ago, that gets you in. Wouldn't have got you in last year. You're going to have a chance. All right. Wanted to do that for the Bradenton Bucko breakdown, but we had to talk about balls instead.
Yes.
Are You Smarter Than a Plumber is next. And then the Steelers, again, not showing the love to quarterbacks coming up after that. Southside Jake with us now from Southside Plumbing and Heating. He's one of the good guys, and we're going to find out if we're smarter than him. Actually, he pretty much just tries to show how dumb we are. That's how that goes. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I think you're one of the good guys, too. Don't worry. Throw compliments back and forth here.
You've been dealing with a lot of crap with all those storms over the weekend, Jake.
Not really, but I tell you what was weird. Last week, it was 77. We were getting air conditioning calls. Insane, right? So, you know, we're back into, I guess, real March weather, but hopefully for shortly lived, and air conditioning season's right on the horizon.
I can't wait. I need summer so bad. I'm so sick of this cold weather.
Tomorrow, 73, I think.
It's going to be nice.
Today, 65. Right. Friday, in the 40s again.
Oh, see.
Welcome to Pittsburgh.
Well, we might get some calls today. We might get some air conditioning calls today. I mean, there's never a bad time to get your system checked, all right?
There you go.
Let's go. No doubt.
All right, Jake, what do you got for us today, big dog?
All right, we all know the rules here. Three athletes associated by a number. I give you one clue for each athlete, and then 20-second countdown starts by Callis. So let's start it off here. I am starting with number 16, and we have a right wing, a QB slash kicker, and another QB. So start the clock, Callis. Let's go.
Trevor Lawrence.
Right wing, Golden Brett.
Oh, man.
741 goals. Played for St. Louis Blues.
Hall.
Dallas Stars.
Brett Hall?
Brett Hall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Youngwood, PA. QB kicker. 26 seasons. Nice.
One out of three.
George Blanda and Joe Montana.
Oh, Blanda!
Oh, damn.
Cool. Yeah, Brett Hall was the tough one, I thought.
We got sure. Brett Hall. We got Brett Hall.
I know.
All right, one for three. I had Blanda on the tip of my tongue, but I didn't want to sound stupid, and it turns out that I am anyway.
How many QB slash kickers were there?
I know. That's why Blanda was there.
Man.
All right. I know.
All right, next number.
All right. Next number, we're going back. People have been saying I've been making it too easy for you guys. I've been getting that kind of feedback. So last week we did number 9. We're going to do number 9 again this week. So let me remind you of the picks that are not my athletes this week. Gordie Howe, Paul Kariya, and Drew Brees. So number 9 this week, we have a Chicago Blackhawk, a New York Yankee, and a Montreal Canadian.
Oh.
Let's go. The Golden Jet. Chicago Blackhawk.
The Golden Jet. He says things like I remember nicknames.
Oh, my God.
Go to the next one.
All right. Yankee great, right fielder, 3 times World Series, 7-time All-Star. Back in the day.
Oh, man.
We can't even get the question.
Callis, you got a Yankee, damn it?
Roger Maris.
Ah, 61.
That's it.
Huh. Who was the hockey player?
And the last one was Rocket Richard, guys. He was number 9 as well. Hmm.
Who was the first one?
Bobby Hall, the Golden Jet. He's Bobby going, Hall, the Golden Brett.
I hate you. All right, last one. It's a bad segment when we're not doing well.
Yep.
I know. I don't like it. All right. This number is the number 2, okay? We have a baseball player,
Jeter,
a hockey player, and a football player. Hey, it didn't start yet. What are you doing? Jeter's right. Okay, hockey player.
Hal Gill.
Trophy, New York Ranger.
Who wore number
1994 Stanley Cup champion.
Who wore number 2.
Okay, we're skipping that.
I have no idea what Messier wore.
Wore number 2, 1942 and 82 in the pros.
1942? Ditka?
He was saying he wore 42.
Oh.
Myself.
I said war. Yes, that was you. It actually was you, Dorn. So, good job.
I thought he said 1942.
All right, I said war 2, 1942, and 82.
Oh.
Okay. Those are all your numbers, right?
Yes.
All right, Jake.
Okay. All right, we'll go back to the New York Ranger. 2-time Norris Trophy winner, Brian Leetch.
Norris Trophy winner. Golly, I didn't hear Norris. All right, I'm out of here. Jake, goodbye.
Brian Leetch. Oh, man, you guys are rough today.
No doubt. See you.
See you, Jake.
Get out of here. Go get those air conditioning calls done.
That was horrible. We couldn't even get the questions, though, for the 20 seconds. We have to get the questions first.
The format's, we got to figure it out.
Yeah, we have to get the questions first and then the 20 seconds start.
Yeah.
I like the buzzer.
Thank you for your feedback.
Yes, Gals. Thank you.
Texter, this plumber segment's going to take the Barrett Media rankings. Here's the thing with the old-timey hockey players. In Leetch, we should have known. I didn't hear Norris, but I should have known by the number. We get the hockey players. It takes us longer than 20 seconds. Like, we would know, we would need a full 30 seconds just for the hockey guys.
Yes.
Texter, please, God, go back to the old format. All right.
Next week.
Other people think that Jake is actually just Pat Bosty. All right. New information out there about the Steelers and what they're offering for 4-time MVP Aaron Rodgers and also what Aaron Rodgers is looking for. Our segment's not going to have much to actually do with Rodgers, but overall the state of what they've done. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Steelers screwing up the quarterback thing. We'll tell you how in a second here. We've got Dodgers Cubs on, live from Japan. And it just hit me, man, like, Chicago Cubs fans are really passionate. They got a huge fan base. Imagine you wake up today and the Cubs are just 0-1. Like, you don't have all this pomp and circumstance. Oh, let's get out to Wrigley. Or, ooh, maybe we hop on I-80, head on over to St. Louis, Cubs and Cardinals. Get this thing going. It's a Thursday afternoon, a day game. No, they open in Japan, and you work a 9-to-5, and you wake up, and they're just 0-1.
Well, they could be 0-2. They play tomorrow, too, I think. 0-2, and then you have to wait till what, next week?
So before your season ever really starts,
right,
before you ever actually like take in a game, you're just sitting there and you're just 0-2.
Unreal.
Just 160 left, playing catch up the rest of the year. Yeah, Callis.
They got more spring training games too, so they would have to lose 2, then wait.
Oh, wow.
A second, hold up.
They're not done with spring training?
No, I saw on the schedule the Dodgers go back. They have 3 more games against the Angels, I think.
That's so dumb, man.
They play in Japan. They play 3 more spring training games Monday to Wednesday, or Sunday to Tuesday, and then travel.
So am I wrong on this? Like, these games count then, right?
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that.
So these games count. They play all this spring training. Let's fly off to Japan. Let's lose a couple games of the Dodgers. Or I guess in this case, you're the Dodgers. You play a couple of games. I'm guessing the Cubs have spring training games, too. You come back, and now you got to go do the fake games all over
again? That's wild. What
kind of sense does that make? That'd be like if the Steelers went and played in Ireland and then had to come back and play a third preseason game.
Yes, yes.
Got the days wrong, but yeah, the Cubs will play the Padres, Rockies, and Athletics all in spring training, and then that's Friday through Sunday. Oh, they have games till Tuesday. Holy crap, they have five more games the Cubs do.
That's insane.
After this.
All right, guys, let's take off, go to Dublin, take on the Green Bay Packers, and then we've got our customary third preseason game against Carolina.
Carolina, yeah.
Five more spring training games, an off day, and then they're playing in the regular season.
Imagine Big Ben back in the day going out throwing 50 passes in a comeback victory over the Packers, then you come back and Brian St. Pierre slinging the thing around against Detroit, and Allen Rossum's returning kicks or something. Like, what the hell is that, man? It's just absurd. Also absurd, I keep reading the Steelers are super interested in quarterbacks, and yet they're not going the extra mile in any of these guys. And maybe ultimately that's good business. Like, maybe the best thing for them, and I've argued this, is you pay $4 million to Mason Rudolph this year, you build up the roster, and you say, we'll deal with this crap next year. We'll find the franchise guy next year. But their stated goal is to compete. They think they can win. And so you go after Justin Fields, but a recent report from Jeremy Fowler is the money wasn't different, but the Steelers didn't quote-unquote show Justin Fields the love.
Huh.
They're obviously showing Russell Wilson no love. Like, he's out on Bumble right now. He's going on dates. He's going to the Giants. He went to Cleveland.
Yep.
And now he's on Instagram posting selfies. Just like every girl we've ever known. There's a breakup. Okay, I'm on Instagram. I'm going. I'm shopping myself around.
Yeah, I've been working out.
Oh, and he's working out. You got to show the workout videos.
Yep.
There's no better time, by the way, to get in shape than during a breakup.
Yeah, like, perfect. Motivation.
Oh, yeah.
Motivation.
You're
top.
Doing box jumps.
Yes.
I'm trying to get my glamour muscles going. Pilates?
Yeah.
Did you ever do Pilates?
Yeah.
Isn't that where they tangle your feet up in that machine and it...
No.
Oh. Well, I don't think I know what Pilates is.
Pilates is like a, just kind of like a core exercise type deal.
To get those abs going.
I tried everything. Like everything.
You ever do that cupping thing?
Yeah. I just did it. I showed you. I did it a couple weeks ago. Remember?
You didn't show me.
Uh-huh. I showed you my back.
You didn't show me. You don't think I'd remember back?
I had circles on my back.
I thought those were tattoos.
No. I showed you my back.
Now the latest report, Doran, is that Aaron Rodgers wants a Sam Darnold deal. But Dulac said yesterday that, and he, of course, from the Post-Gazette, the Steelers aren't willing to give any of these old quarterbacks more than 1 year. Like, do you want these guys or not? I don't want them to get Rodgers, but they obviously want Rodgers, so no, why not try to get him? Hey, Aaron, I know that you want the Sam Darnold deal, and the Giants have offered you more money. Why don't you come to Pittsburgh where we can offer you less money in 1 year? Don't tell me you care. Don't tell me you want these guys like Justin Fields. Don't tell me Russell Wilson's a priority, Art the second. Don't tell me you want Aaron Rodgers through all the reporting out there and then not get one of these guys. Like, again, I don't want them, but you want them. So get them.
They want them at their price and in their terms.
That's what they wanted with Ayuk.
And they're not going to reach.
Then they're not going to get them.
They want them, but they're not going to reach to get them. Like, no. They know that they need a quarterback, but they're not going to reach to get a quarterback.
Then you know what you wind up with?
I don't think that they want any of these guys. They don't actually want anybody that is available. Not one guy. Not one guy from the time that the season ended that was available and a possibility did the Steelers want to be their quarterback.
So you're saying
I don't even think they wanted Fields.
You're saying any one of these guys they would take.
Yes.
And they would take on their price.
Yes.
But they're not going to go outside their means to get any of them because they don't really desire them that much.
Absolutely.
I mean,
even Fields.
That would be giving them a lot of credit, but based on how things have gone, I could see it your way. I could also see them being like, we want these guys, and we're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we think they'll want to come here on our price. Like, oh, you know what, Rodgers? We're the Pittsburgh damn Steelers.
How good are really the crop of quarterbacks that were available?
Bad, Doran.
Right. So would you want I really want that guy. I really want Sam Darnold. No.
The one that I wanted was Justin Fields.
Why?
Because of age, because I don't think $20 million is all that much money.
and because I'd like to see what he would look like given the keys to an offense. But even then, I didn't have high expectations that he would take that baton and be the Steelers quarterback for the next 10 years.
So basically, hope was the reason why you would want you wanted Fields.
Hope's the reason that they would want any of these guys, right? The hope that Russell Wilson plays better with better players. The hope that Aaron Rodgers can rediscover his form. The hope that Justin Fields can make good on his potential.
Exactly.
The hope that, I don't know, Sam Darnold is not seeing ghosts anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's not a, I mean, there's not a single good option out there. There never was. The one was Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
But he was playing the game the entire time.
They wanted him, I think. He didn't want them.
Yeah. He wanted probably the entire time just to go back to Los Angeles.
Which, as he should.
Yeah.
Or maybe even Minnesota. Probably entertain that a little bit.
Now, if you're Minnesota, I could see you wanting, like, really coveting Aaron Rodgers because you're actually close.
Mm-hmm.
And even if Rodgers is the guy that you got last year for the Jets, that's probably better than what you're going to get out of J.J. McCarthy year one. Like, Bo Nix had a good year last year. Jaden Daniels had a good year last year. I think Drake May showed some things. I wouldn't say he had a good year. None of those other guys, I think, had a good year. But more often than not, rookies are going to take their lumps. Aaron Rodgers is more of a sure thing, even though there's question marks. All right, more on this. We'll get there's a good conversation. Wanting, things of that nature. Jason Mackey can weigh in on this coming up next. Want to remind everybody, this is a really cool thing. Our friends at Pool Party Gaming, they've got a free bracket for you. And you can win cash. It's free to enter, and you can win. That's pretty good. They wanted to name the bracket, Doran. They wanted to call it the Fan Morning Show bracket, but we said no. Because you guys are giving the cash, you can name it. So it's the main event. And it's simple. You go to 937thefan.com, you click on Pool Party Gaming. It will take you directly to their site. You fill out your brackets before tip-off at noon on Thursday, and you could win. First place gets $750. Second place wins $500. Third place takes home $250, all from Pool Party Gaming. Super cool. 937thefan.com.